Psychologists at Cornell University have discovered that the average person, while ostensibly appearing to be normal and mentally sound in their day-to-day lives, immediately becomes a deranged psychotic when alone at home.
Yeah, you know how we go. Fat Cat, aka Ronnie De Niro. Yeah, it's how we doing it tonight.
I wanna be free. I wanna just live inside my Cadillac. That is my shit. And I'll throw it up. That's what it is. In my C-A-D-I-L-L-A-C, bitch. Can't see me through my tents. I'm riding real slow. And my paint wet, dripping, shining like my 24s. I don't got 24s, but I'm on those Vogues. That's those big white walls, round them 100 spokes. Old school like old English in that brown paper bag. I'm rolling in that same whip that my granddad had. Hello, haters, damn, y'all mad. 30K on the caddy, now how backpack rap is that?
In some shit, Bernie Mac would have been prouder. Looking down from heaven like, damn, that's stylish. Smiling, don't pay attention to the mileage. Can I hit the freeway illegally going 120? Easy, we've been in and out of the traffic. They cannot catch me, I'm smashing, I'm ducking, bucking. I'm out here, I'm looking fucking fantastic. I am up in the classic, now I know what it's like under the city lights. Riding into the night, driving over the bridge. The same one we walk across as kids. Knew I'd have a whip, but never one like this. Old school, old school. Candy paint, two-seater. From Seattle, there's hella Honda Civics. I couldn't tell you about paint either. But I really wanted the caddy, so I put in the hours and moved them over to the dealer. And I found the car dream. It was a bargain with the skeezer. Got the keys, and as I was leaving, I started screaming.
Got that off-black Cadillac, midnight drive. Got that gas pedal, lean back, taking my time. I'm rolling out the roof off, letting in sky. The city never looks so bright.
Backwoods and dope. White hoes in the backseat snorting coke. She doing line after line like she writing rhymes. I had it in hell in my love trying to blow her mind. Cadillac pimping, my uncle was on. 14, I sold his keys, me and my niggas was gone. Stealing portions of his liquor, water in his Patron. Driver smiling like I won a fucking lottery, homes. Tires with the spokes on it, in the Vogue suit. Mustard and mayonnaise, keeping the buns all on my dogs. Hanging out the window, youngest whips, frontin' like a bow. Trying to fuck them all. Never fuck the whip, see what's popping at the mall. Need a bad bitch, slap a booty with my paws. Niggas fuck the pussy, I was tearing down the wall. I'm motherfucking all. Some sweating sides had a hypnotized. Grip the leather steering wheel where I grip the thighs. See the lust stuck up in the eyes. Maybe she liked the ride, or does she like the smoke? Or does she want to love? Cause this shit a cool to feel, so you never know. So we cool for minutes, my nigga, fuck the limit. Got a window tinted for showing gangster in the slot till the gas is finished. Cue.
Off like Cadillac.
Streets of Manhattan. Good evening again. I'm Cheddar Better in Law.
And I'm Diane Williams, the drone remote control first.
just posted the video at 7 online this afternoon, and it's already been viewed and shared thousands of times. The investigator Jim Hopper is here with the story. Jim?
Sometimes people say I'm stupid.
All my attempts to repeal Obamacare, it's hard to keep track of it.
I use it so I can keep up.
To remember people's names.
Dumbacity helps give you an edge.
No matter why you want more than half a brain, Dumbacity can help.
There's all these little games and puzzles based on some kind of brain thingy science.
And they really help me keep me from eating my own...
Whether you're trying to shut down the government or hold another Benghazi hearing, Dumbacity has the tools that help you out. Based on the science of neocon NeuroSillyBuddy, Dumbacity is a series of games and puzzles.
Explosions on my asparagus.
Designed to try to get some sort of brain activity going.
With the world as complex as it is, and with me watching so much Fox News and listening to Sean Hannity, my basic motor skills are under siege.
Let's see if we can help. Go to Dumbacity.com today.
Video from the crashed drone shows it taking off from a high-rise terrace in Midtown Manhattan. It's evening rush hour, and below, thousands of New Yorkers are heading home, unaware that 20 to 30 stories above them, a small 3-pound radio-controlled helicopter with a camera is flying overhead.
Choosing something for their own personal enjoyment over any of the consequences.
A financial analyst contacted us after the drone crash landed just feet away from him as he was walking home Monday near Grand Central Station. He asked that we not identify him.
What were you thinking?
My first thought was someone's done something very reckless.
The drone's camera records video of some of the city's most iconic buildings, the Chrysler, MetLife, Grand Central.
Shaking what they mama gave you.
Sammy, 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 Salmonella, Nella, Nella.
I'm Sammy Salmonella, your guide to the government shutdown. Thanks to the shutdown, it'll be easier to get Salmonella, E. coli, or a number of infectious diseases. We're not trying to kill you. We're just trying to prove a point. The point is that healthcare reform is evil, and we'll do anything to dismantle it. Never mind that it's been in effect for over 3 years, and will help millions of uninsured get health coverage. We've got to stand up for our principles by stopping food safety inspections, which is where I come in. But unlike some, we're ready to compromise. If you don't want Salmonella, you can have E. coli instead. We're also shutting down the flu vaccination program at the CDC because we're confident viruses are also opposed to Obamacare and will stand with us in opposition. But it's not just about viruses, bacteria, and diseases. Well, it's about eliminating paychecks, parks, death benefits, food, and firearms, all to prove that healthcare reform is dangerous. And really, both sides are responsible for the shutdown. If by both sides you mean a handful of my right-wing friends on one side. E. coli doesn't compromise, and neither does Sammy. I'm sure once everything is taken away and the party of pestilence reigns, you'll pull yourself up by your filthy, plague-covered bootstraps and thank us for saving you from the scourge of healthcare reform. You're welcome.
aircraft several times, slamming it into high-rises.
Local man Malcolm Lighty, a person with severe psychological and emotional issues, told reporters he thought it was best to just never mention the fact there is something seriously wrong with him on the popular dating website.
The thing about online dating is you don't want to get too personal too quickly. Like, for example, how I'm a textbook narcissist with unresolved intimacy issues, or the fact that I have no sense of empathy. Nobody wants to hear about that. When you're making a first impression, it's important that you keep it casual and don't include too much information. You don't want to be talking about your inability to maintain a relationship because of a history of violent mood swings.
Lighty told reporters while his OkCupid profile includes extensive details about his favorite movies, love of cooking, and interest in cars, he thought he was, quote, just better off not mentioning the borderline personality disorder that makes it impossible for him to connect with another person on any kind of meaningful level.
For example, I've been messaging this girl, Natalie, but we've mostly been talking about our favorite bands or career aspirations, and not at all about how I desperately need psychiatric counseling.
Everybody, hey, this is Furious George signing in, and just letting you guys know the show may be offensive to some members of the listening audience. For everyone else, this is the Mike Power Furious George Experience, sitting here with DJ Nice Mike and also little Eddie Abbey. I'm Furious, and I do this every Thursday as part of the Furious George Experience. Check out FuriousG.blogspot.com if you want more info, or check out WCOMLPFM.org, and you can learn more about our show here, or just give us a call, 929-919-929-9601, and learn all about Mike Power Radio. Just keep going on with these crazy themes, some crazy bass neck there in the background, some new mixes that he just came out with this week, and some other fun stuff. So thanks for listening. I'm Furious!
government shutdown. The cable news networks were so excited they whipped out their clocks, transitioning almost eventlessly from countdown clock before shutdown to countdown clock up after shutdown. Because on cable news, this is a demarcation point in history on par with the birth of Christ. By the way, 10 o'clock has just been given a new show, Time of Day. Coming up in our 6 o'clock hour, 6 o'clock. I'm kidding, CNN would never give a show to a clock. They would give a show to two pundits who have opposing views about what time it is. Clock fire! Tonight at 8. No, it's at 3. So there you have it. Well, thank you. Here we go. Thanks to the tireless efforts of a few brave House Republican morons, we all get to now celebrate the March of Dumbs. Government shutdown! Let's hear from an actual congressman. Let's hear from an actual congressman as to why we had to shut the federal government down.
We just want to help the American people get by and through what is one of the most insidious laws ever created by man, and that is Obamacare.
Bravo. Not just one of the most insidious laws ever created by America, which has Jim Crow and slavery on its resume of laws, but by man, putting Obamacare up with the Nuremberg laws, the Spanish Inquisition, and Prima Nocta, the medieval law where on your wedding night, the king gets to sleep with your wife.
Branch Davidians, Shinrikyo, Heaven's Gate, Doomsday Cults all, but none come close to the power, faith, and apocalyptic embrace of Congressional Republicanism. Come, let us explore the special place, the better place, to which Republicans are taking us. Our leaders have seen the future. You must accept their prophecies and see that apocalypse is the only way. Cast aside your earthly nutritional urges, for where we are going, a safety net is a temporal mortal affliction, though farm subsidies will increase verily. Fund not any health care reform, for though it is the law of the land, it must be destroyed. Fear not sickness, pain, and suffering, for we have a higher calling. Glorious destruction is nigh.
With millions of people out of work, with an economic recovery still far too fragile, with students and families being crushed by student loan debt, with millions of seniors denied their chance at one hot meal a day with Meals on Wheels, and millions of little children pushed out of Head Start because of a sequester, with the country hours away from a government shutdown and days away from a potential default on the nation's debt, the Republicans have decided that the single most important issue facing our nation is to change the law so that employers can deny women access to birth control coverage.
And when the unbelieving outsiders stop us, we must shut down government in a great defunding cataclysm. Do not fear. It has been foretold we will be victorious in our destruction.
Hey, I know King Longshanks may be in there banging my bride, but at least he's not forcing me into a healthcare exchange. Ooh, I don't want the government standing between me and the guy who applies my leeches. Republicans have made the incredibly unpopular move of forcing a shutdown in the United States government so as to save us all from having the king bang our wives. There's only one thing left to do. Fox, to the damage control station. Man the straw man.
I wonder if it's going to be like the sequester, where before the sequester we heard, you know, the sky essentially is going to fall, it's going to be awful, you're going to feel the pain immediately. Not so much.
The worst thing that happens is some museums close and someone can't go to the Statue of Liberty.
We were all warned the sky was going to fall. Mm-hmm. Well, you woke up this morning, the sun came up, didn't it?
Yeah, no one told you the sky would fall. No one told you that a government shutdown had the same effect as an asteroid hitting the planet. Although, quick note, the government shutdown did affect the program that would tell us if that was happening. But the point is, on Fox, no biggie.
When the president came out yesterday and he went through the list of what wasn't going to change, he said, well, we'll have air traffic controllers, Medicare, you got to go to a doctor. I was sitting there going, wait a second, he's making the case for the Republicans. This sounds pretty good.
Maybe I'm just one of the few people. I'm just not, this doesn't impact me mentally. We've had 17 government shutdowns, Governor. I'm not afraid of a couple of weeks of government being shut down.
How bad can it be if it doesn't personally impact John Hannity? I mean, it's not like they shut down Smith and Walensky for private events. I mean, that would really be f***ed up.
Or closed our nation's strategic flag graphic reserves.
Or if Roger Ailes implemented a no grunting policy in the Fox men's room.
Order and compromise continue to attack us, we will unleash the doomsday default our leaders have prophesied. Yea, though the deficit has already been cut by $4 trillion, we must cut everything lest the devil of compromise returns. Come, follow congressional Republicans to a better place. Unleash the wondrous, uncompromising doomsday that will bring the resurrection of Ayn Rand and will guarantee safe passage on the austerity pod to Planet Republicon.
This is Crazy Dave with this week's crazy specials at Drone City. It's the greatest drone sale ever. General Atomics, Scaled Composites, Lockheed Martin. We have all your favorite unmanned aerial vehicles under one roof. Look at this. Autonomous recon drones. No background check required. $49.95. Remotely piloted vehicles. Ground control station included from just $89.95. Crazy. Come on down. Free hot dogs and free balloons for the kids.
My dad got me this Predator MQ-1 attack drone with AGM Hellfire missiles. And help me set it up.
That's awesome.
Forget Iraqi freedom. It's Operation Fun for the whole family. At Drone City. Remember, the FAA says that by 2015, there should be over 7,500 drones in the air over America. Make sure one of them is yours. Just grab the controls, and before they know it, you've got a bird's-eye view of your neighbors.
Get out of here, you big bird!
Maximize your control over any situation with minimal risk and minimal collateral damage. Get it all on sale now at Crazy Dave's Greatest Drone Sale Ever. Remember, we will not be undersold. We cannot be undersold. We will never be undersold, and we mean it. Crazy Dave's Drone City. Our prices and our product are insane.
In Lake...
Purdue, Schaumburg, Downers Grove, Aurora, Elmhurst, and Skokie.
Breaking Bad airs tonight, bringing an end to the story of a small businessman struggling under the Obama administration. Screen Scene TV critic Ray Randolph is joining us. Ray, how excited are you?
I cannot wait. Everyone has been following the show's relentless attack on liberal economic policies is on the edge of their seat. All Walter White wants is to provide for his family, but the government will not stop getting in his way.
Ray, what makes Breaking Bad so good?
The tragic and believable arc of Walter White. He's a hard-working entrepreneur, but in Obama's America, he's got to jump through hoops to make sure the government doesn't take all his money.
The show is so intense.
Absolutely. Remember, Breaking Bad started with a very simple premise. Obama is destroying the Constitution. These writers did an amazing job showing Walt's transformation from visionary job creator to desperate hermit as he's choked by onerous government regulations. When we first meet this man, he's working two jobs to get by. He's determined to pull himself up by his bootstraps, but by the end, he's bankrupt, alone, and battling cancer under the looming specter of Obamacare.
And what a performance from Bryan Cranston.
Truly, he really makes you see how everyday Americans are being crushed beneath Commandant Obama's boot heel. It turns him into a maniac, and all the red tape forces him to let go of employees, often without warning.
Ray, where does Breaking Bad rank on your all-time show list?
Easily number one, no doubt. This show demonstrated throughout its entire run. The American dream is dead, and Barack Hussein Obama killed it.
Thank you. yourself and question. Think for yourself and question. The message is very simple. The message
has to keep your spaceship going at 55 miles an hour.
I know. Think for yourself and question. Think for yourself and question. Think for yourself.
So the combination is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's the stupidest combination I ever heard in my life. That's the kind of thing an idiot would have on his luggage.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Observer might not immediately feel physically, but nevertheless might have an effect.
NASA, the EPA, and the Department of Commerce would essentially stop functioning, with the vast majority of their employees forced to stay home.
68% of the Centers for Disease Control is, quote, furloughed.
The Food and Drug Administration will not be able to support the majority of its food safety, nutrition, and cosmetics activities.
Really? You might not be reviewing new products. How weird, as I am just introducing one such definitely safe pharmaceutical product to the marketplace. Hello, friends. Are you tired of thinking with your penis? And then having your penis make terrible decisions? Well, suffer no more, people, with new Braincoctin. Braincoctin is a not at all dangerous or mysterious blend of household cleaning supplies and varnish. It's a natural blend of herbs that work together to grow your penis's brain. That's right, you heard me. Soon your little head will have a big IQ. Hey, guy, when you're done urinating, can you help me with my calculator?
Where's the cake?
It works, sir. We have the combination.
Great. What's the combination?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
That's amazing. I've got the same combination on my luggage.
Records video of some of the city's most iconic buildings. The Chrysler, MetLife, Grand Central. It's clear, though, the operator is inexperienced as he loses control of the unmanned aircraft several times, slamming it into high-rises. The flight, 300 to 400 feet above Midtown, lasts about 3 minutes before it strikes the corner of a building and crashes to the street below, missing the businessman
by feet.
They've made an active decision to fly something that they don't have control over, obviously, through the most crowded city in the most crowded time of day.
We've learned the drone is called the Phantom Quadcopter because of its four plastic rotor blades. It can be bought on the internet for under $500. Although small, the FAA considers it an unmanned aircraft system.
Thanks, Brain Cocktail. The side effects that I'm required to tell you about as long as the FDA is offline. Brain Cocktail. From the makers of Catterall, finally, your cat can pay attention. Ambien, the only sleeping pill that is clearly not kosher.
Star, please state the nature of your emergency.
Hey, my brother-in-law is in the car, and he is going on and on about Obamacare.
You know, every small business in America will have to fire everyone.
I cannot seem
everyone.
To control him.
I'm serious. Death battles, biggest tax increase in history.
So we were just going to this grocery store, you know, and I mentioned that my back was hurting. And he just started
in. You know who else had socialized medicine?
Okay, stay calm, sir.
Okay.
And we put birds on things.
Today we're gonna go to a store on Mississippi Avenue. Nothing has birds on it, but you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna put birds on things.
Spruce it up, make it pretty.
Thank you.
Put a bird on it.
Putting a bird on this teapot.
It's a bird.
Bet you it's flying all over the beach.
What a sad little tote bag. I know, I'll put a bird on it. Did you see this bag before? I didn't. Now there's a bird. It's flying, it's free.
We put this bird right on this card.
It's so pretty.
You like that, ma'am?
I did, sir. He's my cousin.
Who is he?
He's an asshole, sir.
I know that. What's his name?
That is his name, sir. Asshole. Major Asshole.
And his cousin?
He's an asshole, too, sir. Gunner's mate, first class, Philip Asshole.
How many assholes we got on this ship, anyhow?
Go!
Putting a bird on toast.
Put a bird on it! This. Just sold this bird right onto the pillow.
Oh, you missed his file.
What are you doing? Watch your fingernail.
What about the bird?
Am I bleeding? Ma'am, am I bleeding?
No, you're fine. Stop looking at her. She's fine.
I know she's fine, but I'm not. Put
a
bird
on
it.
I'm painting the bird.
like this. Enjoy that,
Buzz.
So, a couple of government agencies are closed. Is this shutdown really going to hurt anyone?
The shutdown will also suspend the special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children.
La, 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 la. See? Nobody. It's like taking candy from a baby. Except instead of candy, it's food. But to the Republicans, all of that adds up to a big, I don't know, I'm just not feeling it. In fact, if there's one soundbite that utterly expresses this worldview, it's this one right here.
If you believe the Democrats, it's time to go out and buy the pot of meat and tang and get in your survival bunker. But at the end of the day...
you. Because, first of all, Democrats aren't the ones with survival bunkers. That's you guys. And second, I know that for you, potted meat and tang is shorthand for you wouldn't possibly imagine eating unless there was a catastrophe. But for the people actually affected by the government shutdown, it's the they eat that they can no longer afford. Of course, I don't mean to suggest that Fox or the Republicans don't get upset by the effects of reduced government services. We remember what they were screaming about 6 months ago.
The controversy over the administration's decision to cancel public tours at the White House.
You've got all the kids screaming and moaning that they can't go to the White House tours now.
He's playing the political game by saying, I'm closing the White House. He's punishing those kids.
He's even scaring little kids. I mean, how low can you go?
My grandson, Robert, who you know, he and his class went to the White House tour about 3 weeks ago. They loved it. What the president's doing is an absurdity.
The politicians, including our president, didn't do their jobs, and now the children get punished by the White House. What's wrong with this picture?
Everything! Hey, your kid didn't get breakfast? That's your problem. My kid didn't get to tour the White House? That's everybody's problem.
That is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but... Okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
Sting is going to do... It's a video. Sting video.
What is
for credits?
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a. I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
This is the end, you cheerful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end. set you free, but you'll never follow me. The end of laughter and soft lies, the end of nights we dragged down.
Alright, having too much fun here, shining in the micro-powered station out there to the universe through the old school transmitter at 103.5, but also on WCOMFM.org, or go to FuriousG.blogspot, in here with DJ Nice Mike, and also little Eddie Abbey, ripping it up, Lonely Cowgirl. Hey, if you want to learn more about the Furious George Show, just check it out every Thursday at 10 o'clock. And we got more Micro Power Radio coming up. Thanks for being a part of it. This is the craziest new Macklemore song, White Walls. It's kind of crazy. Got some cool beats. That and more. Micro Power Radio, WCOM. I'm furious. Brag, 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 brag.